From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Sam Baker. Ahead, how we might keep Texas from running out of water. First, though, to elections and the contest for district attorney in Dallas County. Lauren Silverman explains why the race between Democratic incumbent Craig Watkins and Republican challenger Susan Hawk is one of the nastiest on the ballot in North Texas.
On the campaign trail for Dallas District Attorney, the candidates have spent as much time attacking each other as they have debating policy. Republican candidate Susan Hawk has cast incumbent Democrat Craig Watkins as unfit for the job, a partisan politician with questionable ethics. Watkins casts Hawk as a desperate politician who will do anything to get elected. He says he's proven himself in the job as DA.
Over those 8 years, we've improved the crime rate. We've made Dallas County citizens safer and had a historic number of exonerations. We have exonerated 35 individuals for crimes they didn't commit.
Watkins says his 2 terms as DA make him the best candidate. Hawk says her experience in the courtroom makes her more qualified. She's been elected 3 times as judge, and before that was a decorated Dallas County prosecutor and deputy chief of the Child Abuse Division.
Our current district attorney has never even tried a felony case, you know, as a lead prosecutor. And when you have 240 assistant district attorneys that work for you, how can you possibly understand what the issues are or what's happening in the courtroom when you are not an expert in criminal law?
Hawk says if elected, she will build on the conviction integrity unit Watkins created. That unit has become a national model for freeing those who've been wrongly convicted. In response, Watkins says Hawk could have focused on exonerations as a judge. She chose not to.
So why would someone be better than me to basically continue to do what we've done over the last 8 years? Because I've done it. I've had the courage to do it.
While Watkins has increased transparency within the district attorney's office, critics accuse him of covering up his own controversial car crash in 2013. Watkins used $50,000 of forfeiture funds to settle the accident. That money is normally reserved for law enforcement purposes. He also asked the other driver not to speak with the press. Watkins denies any wrongdoing.
This is just another opportunity for those individuals who had been in power for so long to take their courthouse back. But what they don't realize is that Dallas County has changed.
Republicans see in Susan Hawk their best chance to win a race in a county where Democrats hold all the seats. In 2010, Judge Danny Clancy almost beat Watkins. Hawk thinks she can pull it off this time and hasn't been shy about criticizing the DA. At a recent debate, she suggested he'd been drinking. He said that wasn't the case.
That was a comment that was made in jest, and the reason why I'm running is because I believe Dallas County deserves so much better, and they deserve a district attorney who has experience, who has integrity, that has been in the trenches and understands what the community deserves. And I definitely believe that I'm the right person for that job.
Watkins called her remark about having a drink shallow. Personal drama and mudslinging aside, if Hawk wants to win, she'll need to get thousands of Democrats to split straight tickets or get more Republicans to the polls. The question for voters is whether they want something new. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.
Now something to watch for tonight. Public TV stations in Texas will take an hour to assess the need for water in this state as we face drought amid a growing population. Shelley Koffler contributed to Texas Perspectives Water with this report on a project in North Texas that's providing for humans and the environment.
The first light of day is like an alarm clock for creatures that depend on the East Fork Wetlands Project, one of the largest man-made wetlands in the country. Insects, animals, and more than 250 species of birds began their daily search for food and shelter in this lush, soggy landscape 20 miles east of Dallas. But supporting wildlife is only part of what makes this project so valuable. It's also expanding the dwindling water supply for nearly 2 million North Texans.
I can't place a price tag on it. We're using water that we couldn't have developed otherwise. It is very, very difficult to develop new supplies.
Mike Rickman is the deputy director for the North Texas Municipal Water District, which serves more than 40 communities, including fast-growing Frisco, Plano, and Rockwall. During the past decade, drought has dried up reservoirs. Invasive zebra mussels made things worse by taking Lake Texoma out of commission.
When we lost 28% of our supply with Lake Texoma as a result of the zebra mussels, we didn't have any surplus. Our option was to buy as much water as we could from adjacent utilities, which we've done.
Then Rickman and the Water District discovered landowner John Bunker Sands wanted to transform 1,800 acres of nearby farmland into a more natural, marshy environment. He needed water. The Water District needed land to create a system that could expand its supply by treating wastewater with plants and settling ponds instead of chemicals.
We pull water out of the Trinity River. We process 45 million gallons of water a day comes through here.
Now, at the John Bunker Sands Education Center, built in the midst of the wetlands, volunteer Bob Ritchie shows visitors how the project, completed in 2009, supports wildlife and humans. At the north end of the project, the Trinity is mostly treated wastewater from laundry rooms, kitchens, and bathrooms, clean enough for the environment, but not for drinking. Instead of just sending the water downstream, an intake station pulls it out of the river and releases it into a series of ponds where more than a million specially selected plants do their job.
There's two kinds of plants in a wetlands. There is aquatic plants, which grow completely underwater, and then there's what's called emergent plants. All these plants grow in hydric soils.
Ritchie explains that as the water flows downhill, the sediment settles. The plants absorb nitrogen and phosphorus in a process known as phytoremediation. Those elements found in fertilizer are difficult and expensive for water districts to remove, but for plants, they're food.
The major workhorse of the wetlands is the bulrush. It's the biggest rush that we have. It's the one that does the majority of the phytoremediation. The pickerel weed here, it's great for wildlife, it's great for bees, but it also does some of the work of the wetlands also.
In as little as a week, the wastewater is cleansed by the wetlands and piped back to Lake Levande for final treatment. It's a process that produces almost as much water as a reservoir at about one-fourth the construction cost. The thousands of school children and adults who visit each year may first notice the abundance of wildlife, but those like Kathy Nance soon gain an appreciation for water conservation, too.
The wetland here can naturally clean the water, and the plants actually do a better job of cleaning the water than the treatment centers do.
It's nature doing double duty, providing sustenance for plants and animals, and one solution for quenching human thirst. Shelley Koffler, KERA News.
The program Texas Perspectives, Water, airs tonight on KERA Television at 7 p.m. Look for sunny skies today, a high around 82, but mostly cloudy tonight. Temperatures will drop to 58 degrees. Tomorrow, there's a 20% chance of rain in the morning, partly sunny skies later on with a high around 80. It's 65 degrees now in Dallas, 63 in Fort Worth. From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Sam Baker. You can like KERA News on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.